maybe you could start by telling us the differences of the chapter 13 and the 7 and how that all works.
Well, a 7 is when all the debt is discharged in the bankruptcy and you don't have to pay it back. It's mostly personal bankruptcy. So you have to qualify for all these different types of bankruptcies, and that you would do speaking to a bankruptcy attorney. So it's really not my area of expertise, the actual bankruptcy. It's a legal process, and you have to find out if you fit into the formula of what the bankruptcy court is going to accept. So there's different types. There's 11, 12, 13, and those are when you settle to pay back a smaller amount than what you owe, and you're in like a payment plan, and it takes a much longer period of time. And usually people who do 11, 12, 13 have assets, and they also have debt that won't be included in a bankruptcy, a 7, that won't be accepted
for
a 7.
Well, do you find that most people file a 7?
Yes, most of the people that we see who are looking to find out about their credit after a bankruptcy have filed Chapter 7. And what happens with bankruptcy, and I think it's important to talk about this, when you start off with a 680 FICO score and you have a bankruptcy, after the bankruptcy is over, you're going to wind up somewhere between a 530 and a 550 credit score. It takes about 5 years to get back to the 680, which is like an average credit score, a 680. So it's going to take 5 years to recover from that if you don't do anything with your credit. If you have a 720 credit score, you'll wind up at a 525 to a 545, and it takes 7 to 10 years to recover from that. The same thing goes if you have a 780 and above, which is excellent credit. You're going to drop down to a 540 to a 560, and it'll take 7 to 10 years to recover, credit score-wise, if you did nothing. Now, credit is never terminal. So that's like a really good thing for people to hear.
What do you mean it's never terminal?
If you did nothing in 7 years, you would recover 7 to 10 years
from
the bankruptcy.
So you mean if I declare bankruptcy, I do nothing to, I don't go to you, I don't seek any help.
Your credit's going to recover within 7 to 10 years.
Okay.
So, you know, it's not like it's over, your life is over, nothing's ever going to happen for you again in the future. And you could also get financing and get credit cards after a bankruptcy. So let me talk a little bit about the recovery process. If you're thinking about going to bankruptcy, I think it's a great idea to keep one of your credit cards out of the bankruptcy. And you could exclude certain items from
being... How do you do that?
Well, you have to talk to your attorney and find out if you can do that. But like if you have a credit card, let's say a low-limit credit card, and you've always been on time with that one credit card, you can exclude it from the bankruptcy. You don't owe any money on the card. You don't have to put it into the bankruptcy. And then you have a credit card that's older after the bankruptcy that's active and open, and so you can use that credit card, which is a really good thing. When you go to bankruptcy, all the accounts that are included in the bankruptcy close because you're not paying back the debt, so they're no longer open. So if you wind up with no credit after the bankruptcy, you're going to have to go and get a secured credit card or a debit card that gets updated on the credit report. So if you have something that you can exclude from the bankruptcy and keep, it makes it a little easier. Now, the other thing about having an old account that's open and active is it's going to help you with your average age of credit. Because once you start to open new accounts after the bankruptcy, you're reducing your average age of credit, which is making it harder for your credit scores to improve. So you can get credit after a bankruptcy, but you're not going to be able to get regular credit cards. You're going to get a secured card, which means you're leaving a deposit on the card and you're only able to use what you put in the deposit. You also want to make sure if you're going to get a secured credit card that it will be updated on credit. So you can go to various sites to shop for secured cards. And you want to look under their terms and see if they update to the credit bureaus. Because if you're going to put a deposit down on a card and pay a high annual fee and a high interest rate, and it doesn't show up on your credit, it's not serving the purpose that you're getting it for, which is to build your credit. So when you're shopping for a secured card, you want to make sure that it says in the terms that it will be updated on your credit. And that's how you begin to start improving your credit.
Now, at North Shore Advisory, how do people, they can call you?
Yes, my company, North Shore Advisory, the number is 914-524-8300. We help people after they go to bankruptcy. We look at the credit, see if there's something that we can improve on the credit and the credit scores, and we teach you how to build credit. We actually have a site that's on our site that it's a login for our customers, and it teaches you step by step how to build credit. It has credit cards on the site that you can be approved for after a bankruptcy, and it gives you all kinds of credit building information, like, for example, are we going to go to break or should I start?
Well, no. What I think we should do is I think we're going to probably go to the news soon. So what I wanted to come back after the news, Tracy, and tell people if they're working with someone like yourself at North Shore, then they can really then expedite.
Yes.
In other words, you're saying 7 years, and that's if you have no help.
Right.
But you could advise somebody in a manner where they can really get their credit shorter.
Yes.
And that's what I want to talk about. After the news, we're going to tell you how you can get your credit back after bankruptcy.
2 years.
In 2 years, which even get a mortgage, which really is a beautiful thing. Jan, you can fill in
Absolutely.
The people that can get a mortgage after 2 years, and I don't want to profess to go bankrupt, really, because if you don't have to do that, you really shouldn't. But if you have to, there is hope. We're going to tell you that after the break. And then we'll
find, in a lot of cases, is really good people. They keep paying their credit cards. They're afraid of going to bankruptcy. They think it's the end of their life. They carry this weight. They wind up having all kinds of anxiety and depression. They don't reach out and get information from a bankruptcy attorney to find out what it really means to have a bankruptcy. And they wind up at the end of the day going to bankruptcy anyway, but now they've wasted all this money on trying to keep paying their creditors when they really should have gone to bankruptcy like a year or two ago. So, you know, people are afraid to go to bankruptcy. It has a stigma, and they think that the rest of their lives they won't be able to get a job, they won't be able to get financing, they'll be thrown out of their house. They just don't understand that it's something that the law was put in place to protect people, to protect them when they have hardship for financial problems, for medical issues. So it's really important to talk to someone, a professional. A lot of people call us and we give them advice on who we think they should be talking to if we can't help them. You know, they come to us for a credit restoration and they really don't need that. They really need to go to a bankruptcy attorney. So if you're hanging on because you're afraid, you really need to reach out and talk to somebody and find out what the choices are and what makes sense for you before having a nervous breakdown. You know,
well,
it's very
I agree.
Important.
And if there's no hope and you can never get out of it, then you might as well get out of it, take the hit, and be at least able to start
right.
all over and talk to someone like Tracy and make a fresh start. But because, and we're not talking about people who, I mean, like, there's always abusers, and there are people that kind of do things, you know, just to.
There's always people that take advantage of
But we're talking about
system.
Really, if you really have no hope of ever go, and you're going to be, you're just going to be doing this for the rest of your life, and you can never, ever get anywhere, then you really want to talk to someone like Tracy. You want to get a bankruptcy attorney, not a regular attorney.
Right.
You know, everyone, you want to find someone who specializes in bankruptcies.
And another thing, people have a misconception. They think they can't go to bankruptcy if they own a house, if they have value in their house, and that's not true. They can keep their house, and they could go to bankruptcy.
So wait a second. You're telling me if I have a house and I declare bankruptcy, I don't have to lose my house?
No, in
not
many
necessarily.
Yeah, in
not
many cases, if you only have a house that is your primary residence, you don't have other properties, you can be approved for a bankruptcy and stay in the home. So that's why it's so important for people to get all their options before deciding to just continue on with this weight on their shoulders. You know, there's options out there, and there are rules and laws that have been put into place to help protect you so you can start.